Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, it's Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and palmata day. The formation of AREC as a limited liability company is progressing steadily. We have a registered company name and approval from the Charitable Commission. Our goal is to finalise all remaining details as soon as possible. We'll continue to keep members informed with timely updates as developments unfold. Council is working on ways to support amateurs in rest homes. We are working with clubs to find the best way to allow amateurs in rest homes and retirement villages to still take part in amateur radio. I am aware many are interested in the AST Space Mobile expansion in the 430 to 440 MHz band. The NZART ALO team have had meetings with RSM this past week, and there is an article in the next Breakin magazine. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20, is holding its annual table sale next Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nairi Street, Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. Doors open for sellers at 8:30 a.m. and the rope will drop to commence trading at 10 a.m. The selling area will be roped off until 10 a.m. with only sellers setting up allowed. However, the kitchen and toilet area will be open beforehand. The usual kitchen food along with hot and cold drinks will be available. The cost of a table to sell your own surplus goods will be $25 for a full table and $15 for a half table. Now for further details or to book a table, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. Remember, this is a cash-only event, so please bring small change if possible. That's for the Manawatu Branch 20 table sale next Saturday the 4th of October at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nairi Street in Longburn. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings, everyone. Well, last month you were treated to the lovely soft sounds of Annalise, as I had lost my voice. After this month's broadcast, you may well be wishing I'd lost it permanently. Getting into it now with Callbook. As Daniel ZL2DRV announced at the AGM, we will be producing a hard copy callbook. This will be a special centenary edition sent out in February next year. So please make sure you are a fully paid up member to ensure you receive this publication. At this stage, Daniel has not yet received the principal call sign information from Radio Spectrum Management. If there is something you would like to see included or removed in this edition, please contact Daniel on his email president@nzart.org.nz so he can consider it. Now on to subscriptions. Talking about being a financial member for 2026, by now, you should have received your annual subscription invoice. For those eligible for the discount, please remember this must be paid on or before the 30th of November this year. The $15 is to be deducted from the total balance, not the pre-GST amount. In other words, $130 becomes $115 and $160 becomes $145. Exciting times ahead. Planning is well underway for the 100-year centenary conference. We have a dedicated team preparing activities to celebrate this milestone. The usual forums will be held, plus additional activities such as SOTA, POTA and more. There'll be something for everyone. The conference will be held at the Waipuna Hotel and Conference Centre over King's Birthday weekend. That's from Friday the 29th of May to Monday the 1st of June 2026. Accommodation is available and prices have been specially negotiated. They include, for a studio room, $169, for a gallery suite, $199, for an ambassador suite, $229, and for the presidential suite, $269. These prices are for one or two people per room, and GST is included, but no breakfast. When booking, please use the code NZART0526. Please do book early, as another event is running the same weekend. But rest assured, there is plenty of space for both events. There's no shuttle service from the airport, but driving time is about 25 minutes or 20 kilometres. There are over 400 parking spaces at the venue and easy access facilities, including ramps, a wheelchair is available, and large print menus in the restaurant. ZL100C. On the 16th of August 2025, NZART entered its 100th year. So happy birthday, NZART. To mark the occasion, the special event call sign ZL100C has been issued with Warren ZL2AJ as the trustee. If you would like to use it, please contact Warren so he can log who will be operating and when. From January 2026, branches and individuals can also apply for the ZL100XX special event call signs for 1 to 3 months. Please contact me for more details. Craig Crawford, ZL3TRB, our intrepid historian, is busy collecting historic information and artefacts spanning the past 100 years. A time capsule was put together to mark the 50th anniversary of NZART in Auckland in 1976 and will be opened at this event. Your suggestions on what should be included for the next 50 years capsule will be considered. Of course, not forgetting you, Jim, ZL2BHF, who will be sharing recordings from past presidents and officers throughout the year on the monthly official broadcasts. Finally, this centennial conference is being fully funded by NZART. If you or your branch is able to provide some form of sponsorship, please get in touch so we can acknowledge your generosity and support. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Ngā mihi nui. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our business manager. You've just under a week now to get ready for the 82nd Oceania DX contest. For phone, 0600 UTC Saturday the 4th of October to 0600 UTC on Sunday the 5th of October. CW, 0600 UTC on Saturday the 11th of October through to 0600 UTC on Sunday, the 12th of October. Now, if you're a newcomer or seasoned contester, or have only a modest station, the 2025 contest should be another exciting event thanks to the current peak in the solar cycle. The focus of the contest is on promoting HF contacts between stations in Oceania and the rest of the world. For Oceania-based operators, it's a fantastic opportunity to make lots of DXQSOs as stations from the rest of the world turn their beams towards Oceania, searching for you. The rules can be found at oceaniadxcontest.com/rules. oceaniadxcontest.com ZARTPresident.com/rules. So save the contest dates in your calendar, warm up the rig, tune the antennas, brush up on your operating skills, and join amateurs across the globe in October to make this another amazing OCDX party. That's the 82nd Oceania DX contest running over the first two weekends of October. For an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
A dozen major manufacturers of amateur radio equipment have just received a special request from AMSAT Sweden on behalf of satellite fans everywhere. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us what they're looking for.
Satellite enthusiasts in Sweden are calling on a dozen makers of Japanese and Chinese handheld transceivers to produce radios that have full duplex FM capabilities, enabling users to copy their own downlink while transmitting. In an open letter to the various companies such as Anytone, Kenwood, TYT, Yaesu and Alinco, AMSAT SM said hams are seeking equipment that would permit an operator to transmit and receive at the same time on different bands without any desensing. According to an AMSAT News Service report, an older Kenwood model had that ability, but it has been discontinued and nothing is on the market to replace it. The letter was signed by Lars Thunberg, Sierra Mike Zero Tango Golf Uniform, a copy of it posted on the AMSAT SM website. The AMSAT News Service report said that a handful of the dozen companies responded, and one company, which was not identified, said they were discussing the request. There were no other details available. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
The Expeditioners are preparing for next year's trip to Sable Island, and they finally have a date. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, tells us exactly when it's all happening.
The Sable Island CY0S team has announced that their de-expedition has been scheduled for March 19th through to either the 30th or 31st of next year. The operation received its approval this past spring from parks officials in Canada, but the dates in March were not set at the time. The group said that it has been fundraising to cover the higher costs of flights between Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the island, a significant increase, they said, since the 2023 de-expedition. The island is about 300 kilometers or 186 miles east of Halifax. The treeless and windy island, best known for its population of wild horses, is expected to pose a number of challenges during the expedition. The team leaders will be Murray WA4DAN and Glenn W0GJ. Operators will be joined by a number of members of last year's CY9C de-expedition to St. Paul Island, also off the coast of Nova Scotia. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, with news received from NZART branches.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome to another roundup of events from your region. The next meeting of New Plymouth Branch 27 NZART will be at the Taranaki Emergency Management Office on Tuesday, October the 1st, starting 7:30 p.m. This is held at 45 Robe Street in New Plymouth. Out east to Napier NZART Branch 25, where the next club meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of October, starting 7:30 p.m. at the club room set 123 Latham Street in Napier. This will be a quiz night. From Qubit, newsletter of the Wellington VHF Group Branch 74 NZART. On Thursday the 30th of October, the branch will have its annual general meeting, and that will be at 8 p.m. at the Tower Community Centre on Cambridge Street in Tower. Details are in Qubit. To Wellington Branch 50, on Sunday the 5th of October, there will be a workshop on test equipment from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Daniel ZL2DTL will give this presentation on the use of modern test equipment. All are welcome. Venue still to be confirmed. see your club website for updates. On Tuesday, the 21st of October, starting 7 p.m, the regular monthly meeting will feature the Blackwood Cup competition, which has been held every year since 1930. Simply bring along your homebrew project and speak about it. And that meeting will be held in the Johnsonville Community Centre on the corner of Frankmore Avenue and Moorfield Road in Johnsonville. And the branch also has a social group meeting on Tuesday, the 28th of October, from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the QTH of George ZL2AG at 14 Vicenta Avenue in Nio in Wellington. Down south to Nelson Branch 26 in ZRT, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, October the 15th, starting 7:30 p.m. This meeting will feature a practical session on coax connectors, crimping, and so on, plus a specialist knot tying session with Malcolm ZL4MWB. And that meeting will be held at the Enner Glynn Community Hall in Tuckett Place, Stoke, in Nelson. Marlborough Branch 22 has its next meeting on Thursday the 9th of October, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Centre on the Wither Road Extension in Blenheim. This is a pickover night, so bring some cash. Now to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are usually held at the clubrooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. This month, on 1st of October, there will be a fox hunt, while on the 15th, Doug Third, ZL4DAT, will talk on first aid. Now, while I'm here, don't forget that October is the time for Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet. Jota Jyoti is the world's largest digital and radio scouts events, promoting friendship and global citizenship, and amateur radio is at its heart. Quite a few NZRT branches are traditionally involved, and you'll find information in your local newsletter or at your local branch. Ask around and see if your branch isn't currently involved. Why not suggest getting involved? It's easy and it's a whole lot of fun. For more information, go to www.jotajoti.info. Well, that's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that is the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 26th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.